Oh, great. I thought we are not that liturgical, but I'm grateful that many of us know of the tradition, and I think we have done this many years already. But there's still a lack of life, like we still have half a foot in the grave. Christ is risen. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, that he died and he rose again. We celebrate that death does not have the final answer. We celebrate that love is stronger. Love is stronger than hate. Love is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than death. Would you join me in reading from Ezekiel? The hand of the Lord is upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. God led me all around them, and there were many men in the valley, and they were very dry. God said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And said, "Oh, Lord God, you know." Then God said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I'll lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I've been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And look, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then God said to me, "Prophesy, breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, 'Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon,'" they may live. I prophesy as God commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet a vast multitude. Then God said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are cut off completely.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people.'" Why is it clicking? Yes, this is the one. "And you shall know I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." Hear the words of God. During our Good Friday service, Pauline invited us to reflect about Saturday. She said, "In church, we often talk about Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But what about Saturday? What about this in-between space and time?" I want to mention this because most of our lives are actually lived in that Saturday space. The space between despair and hope. The space between uncertainty and faith. The space where you don't have all the answers. You are familiar with this space. This space is expressed through questions like, "Will I ever love again? Will I ever find the right job or vocation that fits me? Will my child's illness get better? How will my life change now that my loved one is gone? Will I ever find home?" This in-between space is uncomfortable and unsettling. And this in-between space where we don't have the words projected, it's uncomfortable and unsettling. While it is just one day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, one day between crucifixion and resurrection, we spend this in-between time, the deaths and resurrections in our lives that could be 40 days or 40 years. And between Good Friday and Easter Sunday is the Valley of Dry Bones. Do you feel like you are dry bones? Do you feel that there's some part of you that is dead? Do you feel that hope is lost and that you are cut off or you are alone? Do you feel that you have lost something? Perhaps you don't feel that you are totally dead. But there might be some parts of you that's petrified, hardened, and almost become stone instead of flesh. Perhaps there's part of you that you've given up hope that it will come back to life again. Death isn't just the end of our lives. There are many kinds of deaths and many kinds of dying. The questions Pauline asked struck me. Will I ever love again? Some of you might identify with that right now. Some of you might identify with that some time ago in your lives when you're broken up. Will I ever find the right job or vocation that fits me? Some of you might have experienced that, losing your jobs, losing certainty, and maybe the meaning of your life, your self-worth is affected by that. Will my child's illness ever get better? Or will my family, my loved one, my parents' illness ever get better? How will my life change now that my loved one is gone? And those of us who have lost loved ones, we will identify with that. And will I ever find home? Those amongst us who have been kicked out of our own churches, abandoned somehow not having a place that we feel that we belong, will identify with that. These are different kind of deaths. We grieve over losing loved ones. We grieve over broken relationships, romantic and non-romantic. We grieve over losing our jobs. We grieve. And sometimes we lose hope. We lose meaning in our lives. And we wander around without direction or meaning, just going through the motions in our lives, maybe like zombies. Not really dead, but not really alive. Some of us, in our despair, fall into depression. And some of us struggle to cope. And some of us find ways to numb everything. Find ways to escape. Ways to distract ourselves. Ways to run away. Perhaps distract ourselves with material things. Or drown out everything with alcohol. Or seek escape in drugs. Or find ways to fill the empty void with sex. And when we keep returning to these ways, these temporary relief, these distractions, they become addictions. Resurrection is about coming back to life after death. And for many who describe their struggle with addiction, overcoming that addiction as a new life, and life after death. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I'll lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And you shall live and you shall know I am the Lord. We celebrate that there's a power greater than death today, and that power is love. We celebrate and tell the story of Easter again and again, because we often forget. We often forget in the midst of our Good Fridays, our Saturday wanderings, that there is resurrection on Sunday, that there is hope, there's dawn after the long night. It is a long walk for some of us. It is a long journey. While this weekend, it was just one day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, some of us will take 40 days, some will take 40 years, and some will take a lifetime. Through this journey in some way, and today, as our tradition in FCC, we conduct baptism on Easter Sunday. And for the past couple of weekends, I spent quite a lot of time with Zach doing the Foundations of Faith or the baptism class. And I would like to invite Zach to come forward to share her testimony that inspired my sermon, actually. Zach, will you come forward? Don't panic. And please tell your story slowly.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to have this time and space to share my declaration for God and my journey with Him. A friend of mine asked me, "Do you believe there's heaven?" And I said, "Yes." And she continued, "Do you want to go to heaven?" And again I said, "Yes." She said, "Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. Only by accepting Him, you can go to heaven." Within the same year, I said the Lord's Prayer, and I truly believe in God ever since. And all this when I was young and sweet, 12 years old. My life is full of ups and downs. And when I was down, I totally forgotten about God. No prayers, no thanksgiving, nothing. Just take it in my own action to deal with the mess that I got into. Miraculously, God always sent angels to be by my side so that my mess is bearable, and eventually I managed to get over it. My life has been blessed many, many times. Examples: recovery from gambling addictions, alcoholism, and also getting the opportunity to work overseas after I've graduated. I'm Malaysian. Yeah, Singapore is considered overseas. But I do go to China as well. My gambling addiction started in year 2010 when I just got back from working in China. It was very convenient for me to go to casino back then, as there's always these free shuttle buses available from where I used to live. It's always still the last casino chip that I got. Then I would say to God, "Oh, which one should I bet on?" I would go to casino every other night after work, then stay up till wee hours. When you are in casino, you don't know what time is it. Especially you don't have a claw, you don't bother about whether it's day or night. So you just gamble. Then next day, restart again. So I spent all my money on gambling till my daily meals was only consist of instant noodles. So I was very good with instant noodles. What brand, what is delicious? Yeah, I can tell you that. Till one fine day, I was in a taxi and had conversation with this taxi uncle. He was sharing about his friend gambling addiction. He said he would spend all his money when he got his salary, then almost quite similar with mine, then will depend on his mom to provide his meals. But my mom is in Malaysia, so no meals for me. Then after I heard this, there's this question that popped in my mind, do you want to become like this? Obviously, you all would know the answer. I wouldn't want this kind of life. Yes. So I believe God sent this taxi uncle to tell me this story, and Yeah, so coincidentally, at the same time also the free shuttle services stopped. So it's like not convenient at all to go, yes, to the casino. I got this name, Jiu Gui or Zao Guai, yes, in Hokkien and Cantonese. Or people will call me Qin Bui, Qian Bei Bu Zui. So I like to prove myself that I can hold my liquor very well. And yes, I'm very good at drinking. I can do binge drinking, then hard liquor, beer, anything with the word alcohol. And I'm that kind like, yeah, as long as there's alcohol you offer me, I will just down the drink. Yeah, without asking you what is it inside. At age 17, I learned how to drink and I fell in love with drinking. I am able to drink any type of drinks that being offered. Yeah, wine, beer, spirits, yeah, liquor, brandy, whiskey, tequila. I enjoyed the attention I am getting when I can drink all sorts of liquor with my friends with no limit. So my drinking is like 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. Next day, 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. I often, yeah, drink until like to the limit, like I like to numb myself from the troubles of life. So I enjoy going to all the social events and would drink so much that I get bad hangover the next day. I enjoy drinking to the point of like throwing up because it makes me feel so good. Yeah, it's like throwing out all the bad things I feel about myself. And I often question myself like why I drank so much. Then was it because like I want to get self-worth from other people? So during drinking, I would see my friends in their real state also. They will reveal their struggles, their insecurities with themselves. I wonder if I often drink is due to the fact that I will feel good about myself after. After knowing God through my Christian walk, I realized I do not need to derive my self-worth from drinking. I know that He loves me for who am I, and there's no need to hide my real self from Him. He knows my struggles, my pain, my insecurities, and He's been there for me since the start. And I still drink a little bit lesser now, not that much. Yeah. So I learned to let go of my addiction of drinking as there's no need to depend on alcohol to numb myself out. I believe like the most important, like knowing God is there, God is love. Yeah, nothing is like so big that He can't handle. So we just need to rely on Him and yeah, trust in Him, believe in Him. I just need to commit my cares and fears to God. Yep. So thank God for making me believe that for God knows the plans that God have for me, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. It's a verse from Jeremiah 29:11. That's my favorite verse. I always want to be the living testimony that I don't need to be baptized and still be loved by God. However, beginning this year, I met my primary schoolmate that she shared an amazing testimony of hers of becoming a follower of Jesus. And of that faithful night, she actually texted me, being baptized, it's the real commitment of trusting our Lord Jesus Christ. And she added on to say, like, put it this way, maybe God sent me to tell you this. Please give thanks to God before sleep. So here I am today. On Easter Day, I will want to announce my commitment and surrender my life to our God. And thank you for all the angels out there that our path crossed and you have stayed for a season in my life. For those who are still staying, I want to say I love you. God bless.
Indeed, there is resurrection. I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. In times between death and resurrection, we need reminders. Reminders that resurrection after crucifixion, life after death. Reminders that our worth is not dependent on how other people see us. Our worth is from God. We do not go through all this alone, for God is with us. Jesus loved us so deeply. Jesus was willing to die for that love. And in dying, Jesus showed us love doesn't die. Again and again, Jesus tells us we do not have to be afraid, for God is love. For all the things we wrestle with, all the addictions, the suffering, the struggles, the fears, the deaths, may we learn to lean on God as we take steps to overcome our circumstances. May we trust that there is a power greater than death, and that power is love. Like Zach, I think, many of us often first believe out of fear. Fear of eternal punishment and the fires of hell. But like one pastor I follow online, Reverend Dawn Hutchins, she wrote, "Over and over again, the New Testament stories about Jesus tell us that we do not need to be afraid, that God is love. So fear has no part in any sacrament. The very word itself, sacrament, means holy. And fear has no place in something holy. Fear has no place in our sacraments. As we grow deeper in our relationship with God, as we grow deeper in faith, I hope we come to understand the radical nature of God's love. Just like how Zach shared, God's love is unconditional. And baptism for Zach is taking that step to commit and surrender to God, not out of fear, but as a response to God's love. Today, you will notice that the bowl of water is larger than previous years, because I want to invite you, those among us who have been baptized, to have an opportunity to renew our baptismal vows. You will be invited to come forward to touch the water of baptism. Remember your baptism and be thankful. The instruction, and I need to give instructions because this is something that you may not have done before, is to just touch the water, not spill it all over. You can touch it on your forehead or you touch it on your heart. And I will say, remember the waters of your baptism and be thankful. And your response, most of the time you forget, will be amen or thanks be to God. Those who are not baptized, I'm not trying to exclude you out from this liturgy or this practice. I would like to invite you to reflect and consider perhaps next year or sometime you decide to get baptized as well. Reverend Dawn Hutchins described baptism in this way. Baptism is a sacrament. A sacrament that holds so much promise not only for the future, but also for today. Every time I dip my hands into the font, I remember the love that has flowed in, with, and through my life. And I give thanks to the one who is the source of my being for this gift. This gift of my own baptism into this amazing community we call the body of Christ. So I encourage all of you to dip your own hands into this font and let the waters of the earth remind you what a gift life is. Let the waters of life remind you of the love that flows in, with, and through, and beyond you. Let the waters of baptism soothe you, nourish you, and sustain you for all the possibilities that's yet to come. For you are the beloved children of a Creator who rejoices at the mere sight of you. You, beautiful, beloved children of God. If you listen closely, you might just hear the flapping of the wings of a dove as the Holy Spirit alights upon you. Do not be afraid, you beautiful, beloved children of God. From Ezekiel 36, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, a new spirit I will put within you, and remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you shall live in the land that I give to your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. May we be cleansed from our uncleanness. May we be cleansed from all the idols we are addicted to. May we all have hearts of flesh instead of hearts of stone. Hearts that are full of compassion towards all the people around us. Hearts that yearn for justice in the world. May we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within us, and follow all of God's ways, so we will be God's people. Amen. In baptism, we honor possibility and celebrate the sacredness of life. Let this water be for us a sign of our desire to join together in our love for God and for one another. Siblings in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we have been joined into the Christ Holy Church. We share in the God's mighty acts of salvation, and we receive new birth through water and the Spirit. These are the gifts of God offered freely to all. Let us renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing in, through, and for us, and affirming our commitment to Christ's Holy Church. God be with you. Let us give thanks to God. Holy One, we thank you for the gift of water. Over it, your Spirit hovered at the creation of the world. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of bondage and into the promised land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. And in it, Jesus was baptized and recognized as your beloved child. We thank you for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried, sharing in Christ's death. By it, we share also in Christ's resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the power of the Holy Spirit as your children. Now bless this water, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit. May it remind us that we have been cleansed from sin and born again into new life, that we may remain faithful until we are reunited with you in the life to come. Amen. Have you renounced all that seduce and draw you away from the love of God? Will you continue to serve Christ in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, races, sexual orientations, and gender identities? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you see and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? We have confessed many understandings of baptism, sacrament, symbol, sign. Some of us were baptized before we remember. Others only later when we said, I believe. Whether immersed, poured upon, or sprinkled, it is your action, gracious God, that defines our baptism. Having put off the old nature, we have been clothed with Christ. There's no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male and female. For we all are one in Christ Jesus, your children through faith, heirs to the promise. All things have passed away. Behold, you make all things new. Those who are baptized and would like to renew your baptismal vows are invited to come forward and touch the water. You may dip the finger into the water to be placed on your heart or your head with these words, "Thanks be to God." So I'll hold the water in front here, and you are invited to come forward.